I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm going to put on my Sasha Fierce personality, and we'll get started.
Wow.
There's
capes, obviously. That's what the blankets are about, right?
Right. Total superwoman right now.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. Super excited to be coming to you from Iceland. So this is all virtual, super special edition of the LA Startup Spotlight segment. And we have Benjamin, who's going to share his LA startup happening in downtown Los Angeles. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining from Iceland. That sounds like quite an adventure.
Seriously, I'm in the middle of nowhere doing interviews for our Women in Tech podcast. I have blankets over my head to give you guys the best audio quality possible. It's quite the exciting adventure in podcasting.
You know, they say the servers run faster there because they can stay nice and cool. I don't know if that's true or not.
I bet. They do say they have fast internet. Well, so far the interviews have gone great tonight, so I'm excited. I know it's about 8:30 p.m. for me. I think it's probably, what, like 10, 11? In the morning for you, somewhere around there?
12:30. Yeah.
12:30. Close-ish. Yeah. So yeah, tell me about you and about your company.
Absolutely. The company's called Pictriglo, and what we do is use big data analytics to evaluate real estate data and identify places where the municipal zoning envelope, that's the size of a building you can build on any particular patch of land, is not fully utilized. So one way of thinking about it might be that there's a one-story building in a building envelope where it's legally permitted to be a four-story building. And so we use different sets of data and we bring them together in our analytical environment to identify that space. It allows real estate developers to focus on acquiring the zoning they want rather than taking a piece of property and then going through the city bureaucracy to, and I say that in a loving way, bureaucracy, to get through the city's bureaucracy to get that rezoned. So we're out to help get more housing units into the market faster by identifying those places where people can build bigger than is there now and try to help keep folks busy as far as construction goes. And
totally.
Yeah.
Are you the founder of the company?
I am. I started it about a year ago after I came back from visiting China and seeing some mega cities like Beijing and Shanghai, where urban density had become absolutely necessary. And coming back into Los Angeles, actually coming in to look at land at LAX and looking at the basin, one of the things I realized is that there's really no system in place to measure the three-dimensional capabilities of real estate. Real estate tends to be looked at in a two-dimensional landscape. And ultimately, if you see where we're going as a city into urban infill, denser living, all of those things, we really have to start looking at how do we develop vertically, because you know, we're going to have more people and they all need places to live.
And when was the company founded?
That would have been a year ago. I mean, I think we incorporated in March of 2016. We used the law school, small business law clinic at the USC law school. They were extraordinarily helpful and I'd recommend them to anyone who is looking for no cost legal aid as far as setting up a company, even deciding what type of entity to set up. It's the Small Business Law Clinic at USC, Gould School of Law, and among many people who I'll try to drop into the interview and praise of helping me get along and one step at a time, but you know, helping here and there where they could. But absolutely wonderful program for those in the Los Angeles area unfamiliar with it. Check it out.
And how can people find it if you just Google? So, like, what should they Google exactly?
The Small Business Law Clinic at USC, or the USC School of Law Small Business Law Clinic.
So rad that it's just, I didn't even know that existed. It's just free.
It is. You obviously have to pay for the non-negotiable fees as far as registering a corporation or doing
right.
the DBAs, those things that can't be avoided, but the work is done by, in conjunction, you meet with law students, their work is reviewed by a professor who is an accredited attorney, and anything that ever comes to you has already gone through several layers of review and check, and it's very wonderful resource. I don't know that people understand at times how much USC makes available to the general community in Los Angeles, but an incredible amount of resources over there.
Yeah.
And I take it you graduated from USC.
No, I didn't.
Whoa. So you used all these resources and you didn't even go there.
That's my point. Exactly. Is that they make a lot of things available to the general public. You don't have to be alumni necessarily. And, lots of wonderful things available to the startup community, and proximity to downtown is really why I look there. It's a lot easier for me to go meet down at USC than it is to go over to UCLA. One's 10 minutes down the Figueroa, the other is a half hour adventure at least each way.
And how did you find it?
You know, I am kind of, when I started out with this whole thing, I had done a nonprofit startup and had some idea of some of the resources out there. But as I got into forming this company and making some of those key early decisions about what's the product going to be, what's the business model, all of those things, I went to just a tremendous number of seminars that were open to the public, a tremendous number of things that were kind of, I think at the law library seminar is where I learned about USC's program. I actually did a pitch night that was sponsored by Deutsche Bank Labs back in May. And that's where I met Jennifer Ellis, who is with the USC Blackstone Launchpad. And she introduced me to James. And he's a big fan of what we're doing. He understands real estate very well and sees the future like we do as far as denser urban infill, more vertical building. Mm-hmm. And you can see that even going on around, their campus right now. So I think the other big one that I'd say and point people to would be the Bixel Exchange.
Oh, I love Dakota. Yeah. Bixel Exchange is great. And Kat just Dakota started working with the Bixel Exchange. Yeah.
Yeah. Dakota Ortiz is awesome.
He's also a We Are LA Tech Club member. He's awesome.
I didn't know that.
Alexa
Ray Navarro is great. Mm-hmm. Kat, I've had some email with. I'm actually looking forward to meeting her Thursday. They're doing a co-working session at the boardroom. So they open up the Chamber of Commerce boardroom, turn on the Wi-Fi, bring in some coffee, and let all of us who are somewhat is antisocial in some respect to the startup at times, often isolating. So it's great to mingle with other people. And another great resource was through Bixel Exchange was the WeWork. They had a program involving office space and just so many great resources out there for people who, want to put the effort into finding out about them, who don't take them for granted that they're mandatorily going to help you. So you always have to think about your approach. Some of these things are, it's a cooperative. There's things they want from you. There's stuff you can't demand a lot of times from some of these free things, and nor should you necessarily. But, if you can go with the flow, as it were, and there's a lot out there you can get done just with some elbow grease. And I think that's really the entrepreneurial spirit. And I think that's what a lot of people in startups don't necessarily get, is that you aren't waiting on anybody or anything to move forward. You just need to go do it. And so it is not a path that rewards procrastination. And you just, when you find yourself kind of wondering, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, you probably already know the answer. You just need to sit down, map it out on a piece of paper, and break it down into digestible portions. And, I'm a big fan of ongoing learning. So wherever there's a knowledge gap, you got to figure that out and figure out, can you solve it? Do you need to add to your team to solve that? What do you need to do to keep the project moving forward? And realize that each and every step forward, it adds up. It may not seem at the moment to be as instantaneous as a lot of times I think people have been led to believe, especially through shows like Shark Tank. Well, you know, I had the good fortune of actually listening to Robert Hirschevac at a crowd invest.
Oh, the crowd summit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was there too.
That's cool.
Yeah. So this is the, I call it the circuit, right? There's a little bit of a startup circuit. That's part of it. And those 805 guys, Alan and Gary Livingston, great guys. I met them through the Hub 101 incubator program.
Are you from LA originally?
No, I am a transplant, but I've lived here for 20 years.
Oh, so wow. So you're pretty much from there now. Yeah.
Actually, I've lived in Los Angeles longer than any other one place in my life. And so
that's awesome.
It is awesome.
How many people are on your team?
Right now, we've got three, including myself. My co-founder and CTO, Rob Lega, is someone who I've known since our undergraduate days at Syracuse University in upstate New York. And Rob's a GIS product manager. He's really on the leading edge of what's out there as far as technology, and is always bringing new stuff to my attention. And so we're really, you know, really good match as far as that goes. We've known each other so long, we don't necessarily have to worry about, you know, keeping tabs on the other.
What's next?
It's huge. It's huge. And then we've got a guy locally who is joining us as a data scientist, and we're still looking for somebody who probably can really focus on the front end development.
Cool. So any front end I was just about to ask you, if you had one ask of the community, something they could do to support you in your success, what would that be? What would that ask be? Would it be like all front end developers to reach out to you?
Those that are interested in, you know, helping us build a JavaScript application, we're using something called GPUs, you know, graphic processor units, to analyze data. And a company we're working with is called MapD. And so it's an opportunity for somebody to, you know, really, they haven't had a lot of products yet developed. They don't have anything developed so far with real estate per se, like we're doing it. So it's a really impressive product, really, really amazing, because, you know, GPUs can have many, many more cores and can compute, you know, we're dealing probably with about 1 million rows of data in Los Angeles, each with maybe 100 different fields. And that's small potatoes to MapD's software capabilities. So,
cool. And where did the name Pectree Glow come from? It's hard to say.
Well, you know, thank you. You're right. And that's some of that's intentional in that it's a name I created. It's an abbreviation, but basically it's a complete artificially created word. So
you have no Google competition.
Zero Google competition, zero trademark competition. And once you see it or otherwise say it, you know, it gets its own brain cell for eternity, right? You know, it's like Trivago.
Sure.
Yeah. So you know, that's kind of was our thinking, and just something unique. And that's at times
awesome.
hard to do and hard to find. So,
and how can people connect with you? Like, I mean, you do something so specialized and so unique, and something I don't hear about often. I'm sure more people would want to explore further. How can people connect with you?
Oh, just search my name or the company, and we've got so many.
Can
different...
you spell it for everybody?
Yeah, sure. Pactriglo, Pactriglo. Pactriglo.com. I've got Twitter handle there, Facebook, LinkedIn. My name again is Benjamin Pozzillo, and that's BenjaminPezzillo. And pretty much if you have that in Google, you're going to find somewhere to connect with me pretty quickly. So my email is actually bp@pactriglo.com. So I'm not sure I could get it much simpler than that.
But, That's awesome. Well, thank you for spending your time with the We Are LA Tech podcast. I love it. And I love hearing how, you know, really unique technologies are being used. And, you know, everybody thinks tech is just as simple as a mobile app or a website. And so to hear how you're using technology, and it's really cool. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, you know, our world is kind of like the matrix, where we start to look at everything in terms of data. And that's how we look at real estate. And so, you know, we're breaking these things down into combinations of data sets that aren't otherwise kept together. And then we're applying proprietary algorithms to compute utilization. And we're mapping that all out in an environment that includes construction and building activity so that you can actually look at a map of Los Angeles with respect to forecasting redevelopment and getting an idea of what areas are active with respect to redevelopment. And as we mature, those data points will combine to give folks a real quick snapshot of what will be their cost of acquisition, what will be their cost of building out to the maximum, what will be their new valuation, and what it's all about as far as dollars and cents, you know, what's the return on investment, and then what's the timeline potentially.
So I love it.
Yeah.
You're completely helping the city like grow in a more efficient way. If you guys want to connect with more incredible innovative companies in LA Tech, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP with over 800 amazing collaborative people waiting to support your success. I think all the resources, seriously, that you've given on this interview, Benjamin, have been incredible. I can't wait to share them in the show notes. You are just a wealth of knowledge. And I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.